ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? Because you know what? If you're all set, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Jones here from Budgie Boy says, Phil, my daughter had the honour of taking the game ball out on Friday night. Oh, for the Swans game. Well, she's still over the moon. She would be too. Good on her. All righty. The Mighty Challenge. 25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, the internet. Category number 2, same job, different people. Category number 3, entomology. Category 4, calendars. Category 5, also a chemical element. The internet, same job, different people, entomology, calendars, also a chemical element. All right, who's going to kick us off tonight? Dave from Falconbridge is first up. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Not too bad. How's things? How's your weekend, all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
That last piece you did made me think of Kurnell when I was a kid, staying at my grandparents and crawling around in the tunnels that were obviously from World War II, but these sort of tunnels, which were just trenches with corrugated iron on them, covered over.
Yeah.
That had been there since the war, you know, and they'd go from, there was one that went from behind my grandparents' place out to the beach, you know.
Yeah.
Come out on the beach and...
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, there were a lot of fortifications there along the coast, gun emplacements, all sorts of things.
No, Bear Island and...
Yeah.
Well, that was on the other side. But,
Bear Island on the other side of Kurnell, yeah. No, exactly. What do you like here? The internet, same job, different people. Entomology, also a chemical element. Calendars, Dave?
We'll try also a chemical element.
Also a chemical element. Question number 1. The space probe BepiColombo will enter the orbit of which planet later this year?
Oh, I can only think of Mercury.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Also a chemical element, Mercury, exactly. Question number 2, staying here?
Yeah, keep going.
The radio stations 101.7 FM in Sydney, 104.3 FM in Melbourne and 96 FM in Perth all share which name?
Oh, I'll just try gold.
Gold is correct.
Oh.
Also,
yes.
Also a chemical element. Going well, Dave. I know.
Yeah, I'll keep going with that.
Dave from Singleton says, I was fired once from a calendar factory for taking days off. That was there for the picking, wasn't it? That was there for the picking. Question number 3. Also a chemical element, yeah?
Yeah.
On a squash court, what name's given to the area below the lowest red line on the front wall?
Ooh. Chemical element. That's tricky. Nickel?
No. Not nickel, Dave. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Well, on you. Thanks for having a crack at it. Ray in the Bay says, I'm not good with foreign languages, Phil. I recently got the words jacuzzi and yakuza mixed up and now I'm in hot water with the Japanese mafia. Not bad, Ray. Not bad. Paul from North Fitzroy. Correct. That is the right answer. Wazza, who normally lives on the Sunshine Coast with his small dog, has gone to Poland. I don't know why, whether he's escaping Interpol or what's going on. Waz, g'day.
No, mate, not escaping. And good afternoon from Poland. It's actually 4 o'clock here. So.
Whereabouts in Poland are you?
A city called Opole. It's O-P-O-L-E. It was
North or south of Warsaw? North or south of Warsaw?
Sort of southwest.
Okay.
It was formed in the 8th century. It goes back a long way. I got friends here, Polish bikers that I come to catch up with. And I'm into my third week of a 4-week road trip. I've been to, I started in Slovenia, went into Austria, Germany, went to France, to Peronne, to the Battle of Mons and Quinet where my grandfather fought. Been to Poziers, Fomelles, Villers-Bretonne, up to the Menin Gate.
Gee, you have been getting around.
Yeah. Because my grandfather's brother was killed at Passchendaele, so he's on the wall up there.
What are you riding? What are you riding? What?
Oh, dirty, rotten German bike, mate.
Oh, big Beamer.
Yeah. Well, it's not big. It's only a 900, but it's all right. But I certainly wouldn't buy one. It's not my cup of tea. Mm. And then I made me way back across Germany into Poland. And then from here, I'll go into the Czech Republic and then in Austria, stay in Vienna and back in Slovenia and do a few of the cities around Slovenia before I drop the bike back off and then back home.
Wow. What a trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How long are you going to be away?
About 4 weeks. I'll tell you what, but
there's a bunch of you, though, is it?
No, it's just me.
Just you.
No, no one loves me, mate, except the dog. But, like, if anyone's going to do a bucket list trip, they've got to do things like Villers-Bretonne. That was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Amazing, emotional places of waste and carnage and heroism and all sorts of things.
It's hard to fathom everywhere you, like, I was riding around the Somme and you'd be just riding down the road and all of a sudden there's a cemetery. It's either a British cemetery or an Australian cemetery or a French cemetery, you know, they're just everywhere. And Poziers, when you go into Poziers, it's really, it's a bit of a lump in the throat because when you drive into Poziers, there's a big sign with the name Poziers on it, and under it, it's got a painting of a digger in full dress uniform.
Mm.
It's really good. I've had a ball.
Yeah, the French know about Australians and what they did. Right, I was. Bobstead says, I'm disappointed that Ray didn't identify his sparring partner. Yeah, not bad, Bobstead. Not bad. All right, now we're up to question number 3, also a chemical element. On a squash court, what name is given to the area below the lowest red line on the front wall?
Yeah, I heard the question earlier and... Even from Poland, mate, I've got absolutely no idea. So, I'll say goodnight and shout out to Kaz and Paulie there and Esmonds and all the other overnighters and nightlifers. So take care and I'll talk to you when I get back.
See you, Woz. Bye-bye. See you, what a trip, eh? What a trip. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Brant says, I've only just found out the lead singer of Dr. Hook, Dennis LaCorriere, has died during the past day. He's 76. Surprised it hasn't been mentioned in the media. Oh, okay. I'm not checking that, Brant, but thanks for letting us know. We might be able to play something a bit later at the end of the night too. Chris in the Southern Water says, Phil, many years ago I actually was fired before the end of my first day at a calendar company that used extensive telemarketing. I loathe telemarketing and spent the first 5 minutes of all my sales calls apologising for having called in the first place. I can see why you got the boot, Chris. Kylie from Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, g'day. Phil, how are you?
Pretty good.
I'm so glad that Woz is having a wonderful trip in Europe, but God, you people make me laugh.
Question number 3. On a squash court, what name's given to the area below the lowest red line on the front wall?
Look, I will...
We're in a category called also a chemical element.
There, and I will see you in Queensland next week.
See you, Kylie. Bye-bye.
Send you a postcard, mate.
Thank you, mate. Bye. John from Denistone, or Deniston, actually. John, g'day.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Also a chemical element on a squash court. What name's given to the area below the lowest red line on the front wall?
The lowest red line, that's the service line, is it? That would be the area's called Tin.
Correct, the Tin. Yeah, it makes a noise if you hit the squash ball on it. It goes bang, so they know you missed the line. Tin, also a chemical element. Tin, exactly. Question number four, John.
What are the other options?
The internet, same job, different people, entomology, calendars, or also a chemical element.
Oh, let's go calendars.
Calendars. Question number four. Which 2003 film stars Helen Mirren, Julie Walters, and Penelope Wilton?
Helen Mirren. Could you repeat the names of the actors again?
No, no. John, I might leave it there. Mick from Bamboka. G'day, Mick. G'day,
hi,
Mick.
Phil.
Hi, Mick. Yeah. Which 2003 film stars Helen Mirren, Julie Walters, and Penelope Wilton?
I don't really know, but thanks, Wazza, for sharing your trip.
Yeah, pretty.
And I'll say The Queen.
Not The Queen. Not The Queen. No, we're in a category called calendars. Trevor from Croydon Park. G'day, Trev.
Hi, Phil. Maybe you can play us the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Oh, the Dr. Hook thing.
Mm.
Dan from the Gold Coast says Dennis LaCourier was mentioned on Overnight's, I think. Okay. Yeah, no, we'll play something. We'll play something a bit later on, yeah.
And how about them Swannies?
I know. Now, hang on, what's happened? Trev's disappeared. Well, I don't know what's happened there. Sorry, Trev, you can give us a call back. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
We're up to question number four. We're in a category called calendars. Which 2003 film stars Helen Mirren, Julie Walters, and Penelope Wilton?
Is it Calendar Girls?
Calendar Girls. Yes, it is.
Unicorns. Unicorns. Dancing through our dreams.
To be 62 years old and all of a sudden I have 20 sisters is just amazing.
Leaping over rainbows. Eating pink ice cream.
The husbands are not always supportive. Not always.
Each lovely calendar girl unicorn has a noble, honest face.
You put your heart and soul into it and it becomes a lifestyle. You eat, sleep, and breathe this.
And we use magic from our hearts to make the world a better place.
Yes, Calendar Girls. Thank you, Lynn. Lynn's from Flinders Island in Bass Straits, giving us a text. All great on our little rock. Farmers still need rain and some gulls are still swimming in the sea. My last attempt was the end of April and the water was divine. Hello to Sister Carol in Altona. Yes, it's a very interesting little place, Flinders Island. Full of beauty and sadness too for all sorts of other reasons. Karen?
Yeah?
Question number five. We're in calendars, but you can move.
No, I think I'll go back to that chemical element.
Also a chemical element. What's the name of Superman's home planet?
Krypton?
Correct. Also a chemical element.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Yes, back when the American way was something. Karen, mm-hmm. Question number six. We've got one left in chemical elements, if you like.
I'll try.
After a public vote in 2013, which Monopoly playing piece was replaced by a cat?
don't play Monopoly. I'll just guess this one. Oh, dear. So think about chemical elements. Silver?
Not silver. Okay. Thanks, Karen. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Trev from Croydon Park, we've got you back. There you go.
Okay, mate.
Question number six. We're in also a chemical element. Mm-hmm. After a public vote in 2013, which Monopoly playing piece was replaced by a cat?
Ooh, a chemical element. Iron?
A what?
Iron. An iron.
Correct. Yes. Iron.
Right. Yeah.
There used to be a little iron to press things with, but mm-hmm. it's been replaced by a cat.
Okay.
Iron is also a chemical element. Yeah.
Okay. Is there still one in this category?
There is not, Trevor. Question number seven. We've got to move to calendars, same job, different people, entomology or the internet.
Mm-hmm. Same job, different people.
Same job, different people. Question number seven. Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres and Chris Scott have all held which position?
Coach of... I became a Brisbane Lions, Fitzroy.
Not Fitzroy, no. Sorry, Trev. Okay. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. No, Bo in the truck. G'day, Bo.
G'day, Phil.
You got a full tank of stuff there, Joe Bo, I hope.
Well, I got about 55,000 litres of diesel if you want it.
Hey! That is sweet music to a lot of people's ears. You know, I mean, I'm a bit worried, Bo, because, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, you know, I know things. Everyone's forgotten about the fuel crisis at the moment, but you know what? It's still heading at us.
Oh yeah, it hasn't gone away.
I know. Question number seven. We're into same job, different people. Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres, and Chris Scott have all held which position?
Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres, and Scott, well, I'd say it's coach, but I'm trying to think of who of.
Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres, Chris Scott have all held which position? We're in a category called same job, different people.
So coach isn't enough.
Well, coach is not going to get you there, Bo, no.
I'm just trying to think of Gary Ayres. I guess I'll just say
Hawthorne
and good night.
Good night, Bo. Thanks, mate. See ya. Bo driving a tanker around the country, and good on him too. Hi to every tanker driver in the country. Cindy from Tarramurra. Hello, Cindy.
Oh, hi. I rang in to say iron for the Monopoly piece.
Hey.
I'm too late.
Yes, that's already gone. Trev from Croydon Park had that one. Tell me, same job, different people. Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres, Chris Scott have all held which position? It's, well, I think we've established that it's a coach, but of who?
Tennis coach?
No, not tennis. Sorry, Cindy. Bye-bye. Thank you. No, 1-300-800-222. Ian from Singleton's got it. There are lines free. You'll get straight through if you want one. 1-300-800-222. Adrian, no, that's not correct. James from Woody Alex got the right answer. Corey from South Fremantle has got the answer. Elaine from Croydon South has the answer. Jenny from Glenbrooks is an AFL coach. Yeah, well, they were, but of who? Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres and Chris Scott have all held which position? Leanne from Casterton, correct? Yes. That's true. Phil, I'm eagerly looking forward. Oh, no, actually, I won't read that text right now. I'll read it in a second. 1-300-800-222. Help us out here. Joanne from Ballarat's got the right answer. What about Sandy in Melbourne? G'day, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, Geelong, the cat.
Correct, yes. Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres and Chris Scott have all held the position of senior coach of Geelong. Yes, Joan from Geelong says, Phil, I'm eagerly looking forward to my Mighty Cats putting your Swans to the test this weekend and finishing the game building out our theme song. Yes, all right. Yeah, well, that's true. The Swans and the Cats are on this weekend. Sandy, question number 8. We are in same job, different people, but you can move anywhere else to calendars, the internet, or entomology. Up to you.
Might try the internet, try my luck at the internet.
The internet. Okay. Question number 8. On the popular YouTube show Hot Ones, Sean Evans interviews celebrities and gets them to eat what?
Chicken wings.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Hot wings or hot chicken wings, exactly. Question number 9, staying with the internet?
Yes, please.
Which social network did Tom Anderson co-found in 2003?
Social network. 2003. Would it be MSN or something? Or, yeah, maybe it was MSN.
Not MSN. Thanks, Sandy. Good on you. Bye bye. Not MSN. Jimmy from Geraldton. Hi, Jimmy.
How you going there, Phil?
Pretty good. Which social network did Tom Anderson co-found in 2003?
I think that was MySpace.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very good.
I went up to it, but it was pretty stupid, really.
In the history of the internet, there's been a lot of things that are pretty stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, dear. Stephen Tokenwell said Malcolm Blight and Gary Ayres also coached Adelaide. Yeah.
How was your day anyway, Phil?
What's that?
How was your day today?
My day today was just tip-top, Jimmy, most of the day at work, of course. Question 10, we're in the internet. If you like, you can stay there, but you can move to entomology, same job, different people, or calendars. Up to you, Jimmy.
I used to have a hard time getting on Facebook because I'm not an internet person, but I like YouTube, so I'll stick with that.
Staying with the internet?
Yeah.
Kabane Lame and Charlie D'Amelio rose to fame on what platform that was once known as musical.ly?
Oh, that's Spotify. I'll go with Spotify.
Not Spotify. Thanks, Jimmy. Oh. Somebody had to get that. At least that's, anyway, that's helped a lot of people, I would think. Belinda from Wangaratta. Hi, Belinda.
Oh, mate, I've got no idea. I was ringing about Geelong and...
Oh, yeah, Malcolm Blight, Gary Ayres and Chris Scott.
Yeah, you could add the Bomber Thompson to that list too because he coached them as well.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. So
no good.
Good night.
All right, Belinda, thank you. Thanks for it. Pete from Eden. G'day, Pete.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Question number 10. The internet... Kabane Lame and Charlie D'Amelio rose to fame on what platform that was once known as musical.ly?
Don't really know, but I'll have a guess at YouTube.
Not YouTube, thank you, but that's going to rule it out for somebody as well. Mark from Docklands is on the road. G'day, Mark. G'day, Mark.
Okay, yep.
Hello. Question number 10, the internet. Kabane Lame and Charlie D'Amelio rose to fame on what platform that was once known as musical.ly?
I'm pretty sure I know this one. I believe it might be TikTok.
Correct. Yes, it is. Cool. Musical.ly was originally known as, TikTok was once known as musical.ly. Question number 11, we're in the internet, otherwise you can move.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I've got no idea about the other ones.
What's the name of the controversial chatbot launched by Elon Musk in 2023?
I believe that's Grok.
Correct.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yes, it is. It is. It's called Grok. Yes, correct. All right. Question number 12, Mark. Last one in the internet, if you like.
Yeah, I'll stay with internet.
Ghostface Chiller is the official mascot for which social media messaging app?
Dressface Chiller. Official mascot for a messaging app. I'm going to take a stab at this one. I'll go with Snapchat.
Snapchat. Snapchat is correct.
Wow, cool.
Very good.
All right. It seems to be the most popular one at the moment, so. Yeah.
All righty, we've got same job, different people, entomology or calendars. We're up to question 13.
I'll try calendars.
Calendars it is. In the ancient Roman calendar, how many years made up a lustrum?
Oh, I've got no idea. I don't even know what a lustrum is. Sounds like a disease.
No good? All right, mate. All right, we'll move on, but thanks anyway. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Cam from Innaloo had TikTok. I've got a dog named TikTok, says my texter. She's a miniature pincher. And you've sent a nice photograph in. Nice-looking dog, actually. I know what a big pincher looks like, but it's a miniature one. It's a little, very nice-looking dog. Peter from Parramatta. There are lines free, by the way. Grab one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Peter, hello.
Hello, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, yes. We're in calendars. How, in the ancient Roman calendar, how many years made up a lustrum?
I've got no idea, but I'll give you my best guess. Starting with L, shall we say 50?
Oh, I see. No, but there's a clue for somebody else there.
Thanks,
thank
mate.
You, Peter. Bye-bye. There's a clue for somebody else. Ian from Dover. Hello.
Good morning, Phil.
Question number 13, calendars. Mm. In the ancient Roman calendar, how many years made up a lustrum?
Because I've got no idea, I'll have a stab at a century, 100.
No, it's not 100.
I'll find out in a minute.
It's not 50 either. There was a clue, in a way. All right. Yeah, thanks, Ian.
The clue was out of my way, yes.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, Phil.
See you, mate. George from Melville. Hi, George.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question.
I've been dancing.
You've been dancing?
What? I learned the cha-cha.
Yeah.
And had revision on the slow rhythm.
Oh. Are you in a ballroom dancing group or something, George?
No, it's a new group. We're friends.
Yeah.
My housemate.
Yeah.
She's really good on dance. She's doing it for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
She said, go dancing. And I've been to a couple of dances with her, but I know nothing about steps.
And you've learned the cha-cha, George.
Yeah, and my nurses who helped me with a kidney operation, doing the patching up the wounds for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They said, George, go dancing. I said, there's two. I've got my housemate and the nurses. They love me.
Hey.
So I bought a new pair of shoes for $245, special dancing shoes.
For $245? Wow.
Yeah, but I only buy once every 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, analytical budgeting. My dad used to do that for a job. And it's for the railway.
Anyway, so you got your dancing shoes on and away you went.
Yeah, I went. I did a bit of cha cha and a slow rhythm.
Good on you.
It was an hour and a half. I got there, called me earlier. There's another group in the hall, the ladies doing their exercise, you know, swinging their arms around, kicking their heels up, and all that sort of thing.
All this dance action, George, is not getting you anywhere with the question. In the ancient Roman calendar, how many years made up a lustrum? It's not 50.
A lustrum?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never heard of a lustrum. Also, 1,000.
Not 1,000. Thanks, George. Good luck with the dancing. Not 1,000. Dean from Brisbane. Hi, Dean.
G'day, Phil.
Hi. In the ancient Roman calendar, how many years made up a lustrum?
I think it's a group of 5 years. I think it's got to do with the purification or something.
Correct. Yes, it is. 5 years. That's right. But the clue was when he said 50, I thought, well, yes, there is a kind of clue. Yeah, it's 5. Very good. All right, question 14.
Yeah.
We're in calendars. You can move to same job, different people, entomology or the internet.
I'll stay with calendars.
Staying with calendars. According to a 1986 song by Prince. Sometimes it snows in which month?
It's a summer month. Is there any clues? I think it's a summer month. I'm going to say June.
Not June. Sorry, Dean. No, not June. Steve from Leicester. Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Question 14. Thank you. 14. We're in calendars. According to a 1986 song by Prince, sometimes it snows in which month?
Back to 1999, when did it snow?
According to a 1986 song by Prince.
It's amazing it's been around since 1986.
It is amazing, yeah, I know, I agree.
We were partying before it was 1999. In which months does it occasionally snow? I would say May.
Sorry?
May.
Sorry, I missed this month, Steve.
May.
No, not May. Sorry, Steve, no, not May. Helen in Broome. Hi, Helen.
Hello. I'm not very clever, so I don't know whether I can answer this, but... Can I just make some constructive criticism, Philip?
Yeah, if you can answer the question, you can say whatever you like.
It's just that I've been waiting. I don't think much of your service at your lounge bar. I've been waiting 2 years for my Quantra and I still haven't got it.
Oh, no. Oh,
look, I don't know this. I don't
no
think
good.
Much of Prince. Mm. I'll just say April.
Correct.
Oh, what?
Yes. Correct. According to a 1986 song by Prince, sometimes it snows in April.
Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. And all good things they say never last.
Yes, all right. Well, that's a good guess in the middle of nowhere, Helen.
Never heard of that song.
Question 15. We're in calendars.
What else is there?
The internet, same job, different people, entomology. No, you haven't got the internet, sorry. Same job, different people, entomology or calendars.
Same job, different people.
Which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook?
James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook. James Cook's familiar.
Which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook?
Oh, I don't know. I'll just say Reserve Bank Manager.
Not Reserve Bank Manager. Thanks, Helen.
Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye. No, not Reserve Bank Manager. Warren from Peran in Victoria. Hello, Warren.
Hello.
Which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook?
James Cook. I haven't heard of the other two. Could it be something like Chief Explorer or something like that?
What's that?
Chief, like something to do with exploration. I'm not getting
any hint. Which position? I can't give you a hint, but I can ask the question.
I'll just say Chief Explorer, I've got no idea.
No good. Thanks, Warren. See ya. Trev from Surface Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Oh, hello, Philip.
Which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller and James Cook?
They're all such good white English names, aren't they? James Cook, I take it it's not the Captain Cook. No? No clue?
Well, you know there's no clue, Trev. Come on.
Oh, yes, I know that. But I thought I might have caught you in a moment of weakness.
Oh,
can I say Admiralty of the Navy?
Not Admiralty of the Navy, no. Not Admiralty of the Navy. Dan from Newcastle. G'day, Dan.
How are you, mate?
Pretty good.
How's your night?
My night's been pretty good. How was the shift?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
Good
not
day.
Too bad.
Yeah. Good day.
Yeah.
Which position's been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller and James Cook?
I'll say governor.
Not governor, no. Not governor, sorry. Andrew from Adelaide. G'day, Andrew.
How are you?
Pretty good. Which position's been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook?
I think this is a tricky one because I think Captain Cook, we call him Captain Cook, but he was a lieutenant colonel, right? And
which position? Because, which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James
okay,
Cook?
Okay, captain, and lieutenant colonel. Sorry,
what's your answer?
Lieutenant colonel.
No, not a lieutenant colonel. No. Robin's got the right answer. Lynn the Queenslander's got the right answer. Brant's got the right answer. Anybody else? Dino in Wagen's got the right answer. I'll need a little bit more detail. 1-300-800-222. Same job, different people. Which position's been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook? All right. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. You want one, you'll get one. Give us a call. Same job, different people. Bob's bobsled, yes. Well, that's true. That is true. Adrian, yes, that's correct, but a little bit more detail would be good. Stella from Bayswater, yes, but a tiny bit more detail. It's not as difficult as you might think. Which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller and James Cook? 1-300-800-222 is the number. And from Mitchum, says, Phil, did someone say Cointreau? Double-sided rocks for me. Oh, yes, well, that's good too. It's a perfectly good drink. Come on, someone help me out here. Which position's been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook? 1-300-800-222. Fred's got the right answer. Brant, correct. That's true, yes. People are making... Brant, no, that's not actually... Although that's true, your deduction is not true. 1-300-800-222. Colin from Albany. Yes, correct. Ron is giving us a
G'day.
Call. G'day, Ron. What are we after? Which position's been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook?
Well, I'm going, well, Cook was a lieutenant. He wasn't a lieutenant colonel. Captain is an appointment, not a rank. And I'd say chief cartographer.
Which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller and James Cook?
Missionary?
No, not a mission. No, no. Matt from Ballarat. Help us out here, Matt.
Yeah, g'day.
Oh, hi. We're making a meal of this. What do you reckon?
Well, I guess it's captain.
Captain of what?
England.
No, not captain of England. Cameron from South Perth, captain of what? Which position has been held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller, James Cook? Cameron?
Well, he was only a lieutenant.
Yes, but which position did he hold?
Well, master of the ship.
I'll give you one more crack at it.
If he wasn't the master of the ship or the captain of the ship.
Thank you. Yes, captain of which ship?
Endeavour.
Thank you. Yes, that's right. He was the captain of the Endeavour. He was a lieutenant, I agree. But when he was in position as head of the ship, he was called the captain. Captain of the Endeavour. This position was all held by James Gordon, Thomas Miller and James Cook, although the Endeavour was called the Earl of Pembroke when it was captained by Miller. Phew, that took us a while. Well done, Cameron. Question 16. I think everyone was making too much of that one. Hannah says, captain of a big boat. Yes. All right, question number 16. What do you want to do? Same job, different people, entomology or calendars?
No, same people, please.
Same job, different people. Alan Scott, Hal Jordan and John Stewart have all held the title of which colourful superhero?
Superman.
Not Superman. Sorry, Cameron. Thank you, mate. Not Superman. Donna on the Central Coast says, Phil, is it a captain? Robin says, ha, this is painful. Yes, it was. I know. Colin from Albany. G'day, Col.
G'day, Phil. How's it going, mate?
Good. Yes, no, gee, it took us a while to get the captain of the Endeavour.
I know. I text him my answer, captain of the Endeavour, and then I thought I'd better ring.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. If it's too late now. But we got there.
Yeah.
Captain of the Endeavour, yeah. Everyone's got waylaid by the fact that James Cook was a lieutenant, which when he was in the air, that's true, but he was captain of the ship. You can be a lieutenant and captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Phew. Question number 16. We're in same job, different people. Alan Scott, Hal Jordan and John Stewart have all held the title of which colourful superhero?
Colourful. Captain America?
Not Captain America, no.
It was a wild guess.
Thanks, Cal. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. All right, question number 16. Alan Scott, Hal Jordan and John Stewart have all held the title of which colourful superhero? 1-300-800-222. Come on, give us a call. There are lines free. Baronia from Adelaide's got the right answer. John Boy from Munrubin says, like pulling teeth, I think. It's true. Who else has got this one? Not too many. And Annette from Perth's got the right answer. Joe from Sale has got the right answer. James from Mordialloc, no. Katie from the Hunter Valley, correct. 1-300-800-222. Come on, give us a call. Anybody want to take a call? There's lines free. Which Alan Scott, Hal Jordan, John Stewart have all held the title of which colourful superhero? 1-300-800-222 is my number. Anybody want to answer this question? Question 16. There are 10 left. Steve from Cannon Hill. G'day, Steve.
G'day.
Alan Scott, Hal Jordan, John Stewart have all held the title of?
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Correct. Green Lantern. Which colourful superhero? It was Green Lantern. All right. We're in same job, different people. You can go to entomology or you can go to calendars. Up to you.
Calendars, thanks.
Calendars. Back to calendars. Which 1989 Oliver Stone film stars Tom Cruise as Vietnam War veteran Ron Kovich?
Born on the 4th of July?
Correct.
I've never seen anything like it. What do you think, Dad?
Let me tell you, I was in World War
II. I don't know. 13,000 miles. It's a long way to go to fight a war.
But, Colonel, these people, the Viet Cong, they fought the French and the Japanese for 30 years. Do you really think they can be weeded out?
I think that anything that lives in a cave can be weeded out.
So I just hope they send you to Europe or Korea or
they can't.
Someplace safe.
Every Marine has a tour of duty over there. It's not like the Army. And what's the matter with you anyway? Huh? You served? Uncle Bob served?
I know, Ronnie, I know.
And what, don't you remember what President Kennedy said? There's not going to be an America anymore unless there are people who are willing to sacrifice. I love my country, Dad.
I know, Ronnie, I know.
Yes, exactly. All right, question number 18. We're in the one left in calendars, if you like.
Let's do it.
Nisan is considered to be the first month of the year in which religion? N-I-S-A-N, Nisan.
I think it might be Jewish.
Correct. Judaism, yes. Very good. All right, question number 19. That's the end of calendars.
Oh, no.
So we've got two categories left. There are five questions in entomology and two questions left in same job, different people.
Let's do same job, different people.
Dale Finucane Cameron Smith, Harry Grant have all held which job?
I think they're all rugby league players.
Yes.
And Cameron Smith, I know he was captain of Australia, but I don't think, what was it, Harry Grant and
Dale Finucane, Cameron Smith, Harry Grant. They were all rugby league players.
Yeah.
But they've all held which job?
Which job? In rugby league. I think they've all been, it's hard. I overthink it, don't you? You're right. I'm overthinking it too. So I won't overthink it. I'm going to say that they're all, I'm just going to say that they're all rugby league players that played in for Queensland as a captain.
Captain of what?
Queensland.
Not Queensland. Okay. Sorry, Steve, not Queensland, no. Sophie from Glen Iris. G'day, Soph.
Hi, Phil.
Dale Finucane, Cameron Smith, Harry Grant have all held which job?
Yeah, I'm tossing it up, but I think it's captain of Melbourne Storm.
Correct. Yes, it is. They've all been captain of the Melbourne Storm. All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. We've got 1 left in same job, different people, and 5 left in entomology.
I'll go with entomology. Thanks, Phil.
Entomology. Snake doctor, eye snatcher, and devil's darning needle are traditional English names for which semi-aquatic insects?
Oh, my goodness. Semi-aquatic insects.
Snake doctor, eye snatcher, and devil's darning needle are traditional English names for which semi-aquatic insects?
Semi-aquatic. They like the water then. Semi-aquatic insects.
Devil's darning needle, eye snatcher, snake doctor.
I'll just go with mosquito.
Not a mosquito.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Sophie. Bye. Thank you. Joe from Bendix says, Phil, was the Endeavour registered in Liberia? Given how long it took to answer the question, I figure it must have been registered somewhere in West Africa. That's very funny, Joe. Joe from Sale had the right answer. It's got the right answer here. Correct, yes. Snake doctor, eye snatcher, devil's darning needle, traditional English names for which semi-aquatic insects? Anybody like to have a crack? 1-300-800-222 is the number. No one paid their phone bill, eh? 1-300-800-222 is the number. You will get straight through. There are lines free. Question number 20. We're up to question number 20. Snake doctor, eye snatcher, devil's darning needle are traditional English names for which semi-aquatic insects. Ed in Perth got the right answer. Katie in the Hunter Valley has the right answer. Annie from Melbourne, Stella from Bayswater have all got the right answer. Anybody else? Question number 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. 5 in entomology, 1 in same job, different people. Josh on the Sunshine Coast. G'day, Josh.
How's it going, Bill?
Pretty good. Which insects are we after here?
I believe it's a dragonfly.
Got dragonfly, correct. Yes, dragonflies. All righty, question number 20. Question number 21. 5 left. What do you want to do, entomology or same job, different people?
Same job, different people.
All right, last one in same job, different people. Which job has been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek, Katie Gallagher?
Okay. Right, so before, I'm just trying to think what Tony Abbott was before he became Prime Minister, when he was in opposition, guessing that's got something to do with it. I have to go
back to my memory. Well, they're all politicians, so it's obviously something to do with that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay. Plebisek, I believe, was Minister for the Environment at one point. Yeah, Tony Abbott would have had that role, surely. It's really not that long ago, but you can't think how close that is. Who was the third person, sorry?
Which job has been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek, Katie Gallagher?
I don't know who Katie Gallagher is. Okay, I'm going to say Minister for Sports.
Not sports. Not sports, yeah. Josh. Thank you.
Katie Gallagher.
Joe from Sale. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Phil. I was hoping to get the Dragonfly one.
It's gone. Which job's been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek, Katie Gallagher?
They were all journalists.
No, they weren't. They weren't all journalists. No. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. G'day, Pandora.
Hey, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Which job's been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek, Katie Gallagher?
I'm going for opposition leader.
Not opposition. Not opposition leader. They weren't all opposition leader, no. Matt from Ballarat. G'day.
Yeah, g'day.
Hi. Which job has been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek, Katie Gallagher?
I believe they were all Rhodes Scholars.
No, they weren't all Rhodes Scholars either. All right. Well, hang on to it. Give me a call after the latest news, and we'll answer the last few questions.
The Mighty Challenge.
And we've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions left. Joanne from the entrance. Hello, Joanne.
Hi.
Hello. We are up to same job, different people. Which job has been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek and Katie Gallagher?
I'm going to have a guess. At first I thought maybe it was the Minister for Women, but I'm going to say Minister for Community Services.
That's your answer?
Yes.
Not correct. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Joe from Mount Dandenong. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Phil.
Question 21. Which job has been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek and Katie Gallagher?
Yeah, two of them you would expect, but the third one was an outlier. Yes, the Minister for Women. Abbott was the strange one.
That's right. He did. He was Minister for Women. Tanya Plibersek and Katie Gallagher, you might have expected.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, no, they all held that job as Minister for Women. There you go.
And then he got a lecture from Julia.
Yes, that's right. I will not be lectured on sex. What is it? No, I will not be lectured on sex by this man. By this man. That's right. Yes, a much viewed speech on YouTube, I think. Question 22, entomology. All four questions are in this part, all right? Which parts of an insect's body would a pterologist study?
A pterologist
with a silent P.
PT, yeah. I think they probably parts of it.
Which parts?
I'm thinking the PT. I think the wings.
Correct. Very good, Joe. Yes, the wings is correct.
Yeah,
all right.
A lot about insects, but I wanted people to drive a project to get rid of, try and control European wasps.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you having any success?
Yes, we've got about 13,000 members on a Facebook group, Australia-wide.
Oh, okay. All right. Which job has been held by Tony Abbott, Tanya Plibersek and Katie Gallagher? One of my texters says they're all AFL umpires. Who assisted the Swans against the injury-depleted Magpies on Friday.
Maybe they're all good at putting out fires of varying sorts as well.
Oh, dear. All right. What sort of insects, Joe,
yes,
would a vespologist study?
Ah, wasps.
Correct, yes.
Probably especially the Vespulas, the Vespa series. Oh,
yes, the Vespa.
The paper wasps.
Which gee, that was one that fell into your lap, hey?
Yes, yep, because the European wasps are Vespulas.
Dreadful things.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But we have ways and means for dealing with them.
Question 24. Yep. Entomology, two left here. What name is given to short-horned grasshoppers when they enter their swarming phase?
Short.
What name is given to short-horned grasshoppers?
They're swarming, they're plague locusts.
What's your answer?
Plague locusts.
Correct, locusts, yes. When short-horned grasshoppers enter a swarming phase, they are known as locusts.
Yeah, I think because when they're hoppers, they're nymphs.
Yeah, here we go. All right, well, question 25. And to win, which Disney character appears as the ghost of Christmas past in the 1983 short film Mickey's Christmas Carol?
Oh. Can you run that? Say that again, please.
Which?
Short.
We're in a category called entomology.
Yep. So we're looking at insects, yep.
Which Disney character appears as the ghost of Christmas past in the 1983 short film Mickey's Christmas Carol?
Oh, I don't really know. I'm guessing at a cricket. You want a further name for it?
I need some more detail.
Is that Jiminy Cricket?
Correct. Yes, Jiminy Cricket.
And any time you need me, you know, just whistle. Now, you see, the world is full of temptations. They're the wrong things that seem right at the time.
You buttered your bread. Now sleep in it.
Go ahead. Make a fool of yourself. Then maybe you'll listen to your conscience.
There you go. Well done, Joe. Good work.
Thanks, Phil. Now, I think, I remember Jiminy Cricket as a kid, one of these things that sticks in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
But we didn't have TV in those days where we lived. And but you remember from sort of the storybook type things.
Lynn says, why don't we send Joe over to Flinders Island? Because we've got so many European wasps here.
Oh. Tell her to join the Facebook group, European Wasp Control Project.
European Wasp Control Project.
Project. Yep, and we've got various recommendations of ways and means of dealing with. But let's say it's a bit like we take the quote of from Legacy, etc. To deal with them, it's the eternal vigilance: spring, summer, autumn, and winter, with a different technique in each season.
So it's called the European Wasp.
European Wasp Control Project.
Control Project. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah, it's a well-moderated Facebook group. And
Okay.
Okay, then, Phil.
Thanks. Good on you. Joe, don't hang up. Hang on, and we'll get this detail from you, and the magnet is yours. Annette from Perth had Jiminy Cricket. So did Katie in the Hunter Valley, who had lots tonight. Lynn the Queenslander, no. The Tony Abbott question, they were all budgie smuggler models. No. 1-300-800-222 in Emma and in Aloo had Jiminy Cricket too. And Rosa down on the corner the same. Nice work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.